I first want to talk about a recent poll. It's from the New York Times, CBS, and Quinnipiac University. They once again have ranked you as one of the most popular governors in the country. And you recently gave a speech at the Forum on the Future in New Hampshire. There's long been speculation about your future political career. Can you 100% say that the door is closed to 2016 presidential run?
This year I chair the Education Commission for the state, and one of my fellow board members is the head of the New Hampshire Forum for the Future. And he heard that I was going to be vacationing there with my wife and son. He asked if I would come speak to this group about education reform. I said, sure. You know, it's a half an hour drive. I'll come down some morning and have breakfast. I mean, if you're looking for a springboard to national prominence, you wouldn't necessarily pick education reform as a way to gain notoriety or attention. And I was too stupid to realize it would cause speculation. The bottom line is, you can't do both, right? You have to make a decision if you want to run for president. You've got to go out right now and start putting together fundraising committees all over the country and start going to work. And I'm not doing it. You know, you've got a choice. You can either be the best governor you possibly can be and try to make Colorado a model of good government. As the months go by and the next couple of years go by and people see that I haven't put together any kind of a national team or no consultants and no big fundraising machine, I think the talk will settle down.
Switching over to a hot topic at the state level, oil and gas regulations. Colorado is suing the city of Longmont for local rules that restrict energy development in residential areas. I know you had long been an advocate of trying to keep this battle out of the courts, that gray area where state regulations meet local. How significant is this case, and what are you hoping comes from it?
Well, we're obviously very disappointed that we couldn't find that compromise, and I think we still might, right? Not everything that goes to court gets settled by a judge. Oftentimes there are compromises there. It is our full intention to continue working on the key issues that affect communities' ability to find a level of comfort, that they feel that their citizens are fairly protected. They are, you know, worried they're going to see oil and gas exploration in the middle of their suburban community. Well, that's a legitimate fear, and the state has a number of criteria by which to really mitigate that fear. I'm hopeful that we can, again, questions around setbacks, what kinds of additional regulation do you need if someone's drilling within a half a mile of a community? Those kinds of things we're still working on full speed.
Voters could see up to four ballot questions this November, and I just want to really quickly get your thoughts on the measures. Legalizing small amounts of marijuana for people over age 21.
The folks that I know in public safety, and especially in youth addictions and social services, are very concerned about this and feel that even just legalizing small amounts of marijuana opens the door to much greater usage among young people. It's almost like telling them that it's just fine.
And I know you support this, but talk about the importance of reforming the state personnel rules.
Referendum S is a big step towards modernizing our state government. And how do we hire people? Right now, when you're trying to attract a talented executive from the private sector or from anywhere, whatever position you're trying to fill, you're only allowed to get three finalists. Well, if you're really trying to get the best people, generally, you should have three, four, five, six finalists. It's things like that that we're trying to really modernize.
Campaign finance, telling Congress to reform campaign finance laws, limit contributions and spending.
And this one we'll have to look at carefully. I certainly don't see a problem in asking, if they are going to be spending the money, to be transparent about where the money came from. And I think that's a valid issue. The limitations get a little more complicated in terms of freedom of speech. What kind of limitations do we want to embrace? So that's the one I've got to look at.
And then finally, personhood amendment. We've seen it before in Colorado.
Personhood and how it's been defined has been such a divisive, really emotionally charged issue for so long. And, you know, in our household, as in many households, we've discussed it. And I still come back to the traditional view that a fetus becomes a person when that person is born.
Our time is up. Thank you for talking to us, Governor.
It's always a treat.
That was Governor John Hickenlooper. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.